Title: Shape a DJSS Granular Burst in Ableton Live 12 Using Macro Controls Creatively. Introduction: Hi, in this advanced Ableton workflow lesson I'll show you how to shape a DJSS style granular burst in Live 12 using Creative Macro Control. We'll build a lightweight, performance-ready effect rack that turns any short one-shot, a stab, a vocal shout, or a break hit, into three playable burst flavors: tight, wide, and chaos. You'll learn how to expose four expressive macros so one knob or fader performs complex, musical multi-parameter changes, perfect for drum and bass production and live performance. What you'll build by the end of this lesson, you'll have an audio effect rack or instrument rack when working with a sampler that converts short hits into three granular textures: tight, wide, and chaos. Four mapped macros: burst width, tonal morph, intensity, and rhythm. Each controls multiple devices: grain delay, beat repeat, EQ, filter, saturator, compressor, and more, so one movement yields a layered change. A practical performance workflow using MIDI or clip automation to drop bursts into your DNB arrangement and morph them live. Before we start, prepare a short source sample of about 30 to 300 milliseconds, something transient rich like a stab, a vocal shout, or a one-shot break hit. Trim long tails, set warp off if you want pitch-accurate grains, or keep warp on if you want tempo-synced stretching. Normalize or gain stage so the hit sits around minus 6 dB to avoid immediate clipping when we add feedback. Step 1. Create the rack skeleton. Create an audio effect rack on the track holding your one-shot. Inside the rack, make three chains and name them tight, wide, and chaos. Open the chain list and show the chain selector ruler. We'll use this later to crossfade between the three flavors. Step 2. Build the core granular chain on each chain. Use stock Live devices in this order and tweak values per chain: utility, EQ8, saturator, grain delay, auto filter, reverb, compressor, then a limiter or utility gain for safe peaks. Utility: set zero phase offset, dial width to taste. EQ8: high pass around 80 to 120 Hz to keep the low end tight. Saturator: subtle drive, 1 to 4 dB for presence. Grain delay: this is the core granular device. We'll set different bass values per chain. Auto filter: use M-pole or similar for tonal shaping. Reverb: short, plate style reverb for wide and chaos chains. Use dry slash wet sparingly. Compressor: glue the burst side chain to the kick if needed. Limiter slash utility: tame peaks and avoid runaway clipping. Core grain delay starting points: tight, very short delays, synced 1/64 or 10 to 30 ms, high grain frequency around 30 to 60 grains per second, spray low, pitch around plus or minus 0 to 3 semitones, feedback small, wide, slightly longer delays, 1/32 or 30 to 80 ms, frequency moderate, spray higher, pitch up to plus or minus 12 semitones, feedback a bit more, chaos, long or unsynced ms delays, lower and variable grain frequency, high spray and feedback, wide and extreme pitch modulation. Step 3. Map the four macros. Create four global macros in the rack and map multiple device parameters to each. Narrow the min and max ranges for each mapping so the macros stay musical. Macro 1. Burst width map grain delay frequency, spray, and a touch of feedback across all chains. Lower values give short, tight micrograins. Higher values smear and saturate into a big burst. Example ranges: tight frequency 30 to 80, wide 20 to 50, chaos 5 to 50. Spray and feedback follow similar constrained ranges. Macro 2. Tonal morph map auto filter cutoff on each chain. Invert one chain's mapping to create contrast, and map grain delay pitch ranges. Also map subtle EQ8 boosts in the upper mid so the macro sweeps from bright and present to darker pitch textures. Tight stays mostly bright. Chaos gets darker and heavier as you sweep the macro. Macro 3. Intensity map saturator drive, compressor threshold slash ratio so the burst compresses more as intensity rises, reverb dry slash wet, and utility output gain. This macro controls harmonic weight and perceived loudness. Keep gain control conservative. Macro 4. Rhythm: add a beat repeat before or after grain delay on each chain, or map grain delay delay time between sync divisions if you prefer. Map beat repeat interval, grid, chance and gate to create stuttered microrhythms, or map delay time to small sync divisions. Rhythm changes micro timing and feels of the burst. Step 4. Chain selector and performance mapping. Set chain selector zones for the three chains: tight at 0.31, wide at 32.63, chaos at 64.127. Map change selector to a macro if you want one knob to crossfade whole textures. In macro map mode, set sensible min and max ranges and invert mappings where useful. For example, macro op can close a filter on one chain while opening it on another for spectral contrast. Performance workflow, map the four macros to MIDI controller knobs or faders and save the rack as a preset. For arrangement work, automate macros in clips or the arrangement to build bursts before drops. In session view, you can create dummy clips with macro envelopes to trigger different morphs hands-free. For live bursts, assign burst width to a pad for immediate spray bursts and rhythm to a foot switch or pad to toggle gated stutters. Commit and resample. Once you have a burst you like, resample the output to audio. Record the rack output or use a resampling track and flatten it into a glued one-shot. You can edit, reverse, layer, or staple multiple takes. Use a short transient shaper or utility to fine-tune stereo width and transient character on the resampled version. Common mistakes to avoid: don't map every parameter with full 0-100% ranges. Narrow ranges keep macros musical and predictable. Avoid excessive grain delay feedback. It causes runaway feedback and clipping. Use a limiter and conservative max values. Always high pass before the grain stage. Granular textures can muddy the low end. Be mindful of synced vs unsynced mappings when changing tempo. Tempo changes can create phase drift or misaligned grains. After heavy saturation and feedback, recheck gain staging so bursts don't mask the kick and sub. Pro tips: use short, transient-rich samples. Vocal shouts and brass stabs work great. For CPU savings, freeze and flatten once you like a variation, then re-import the flattened audio for further work. Keep two rack versions, one with synced grain delay for locked bursts, and one unsynced for chaotic textures. Map a macro to crossfade between them if you like. Use short convolution or live's reverb with a small size to glue grains without washing them out. Use sidechain compression so bursts sit with a kick pocket. Label your macros and save presets with a demo clip so you can recall this workflow quickly. Advanced coach notes: practical design intent. Think of this rack as an instrument. Design macros as musical verbs: widen, darken, pump, glitch. Narrow mapping ranges make macros predictable. Use inversion and non-linear behavior where it helps to shape perceptual change. If you need smooth macro motion, add small smoothing or a value smooth device on sensitive mappings. Separate macros for immediate versus slow changes helps performance feel. Advanced modulation and stereo management. Consider adding an LFO whose depth is map to the chaos macro for organic fluctuation. An envelope follower can link hit dynamics to grain density, so louder samples produce denser bursts. Keep low frequencies centered and high pass aggressively before grains. Use small pitch offsets between left and right grain instances for width without facey low energy. Layering and instrument use: create parallel attack and tail chains, a short percussive attack chain plus a grain tail chain, and map a macro to blend them. To play pitched bursts across a keyboard, put simpler or sampler before the effect rack and convert it into an instrument rack. Map velocity to chain selector for expressive dynamics. CPU and workflow optimization: freeze and flatten heavy instances, and avoid extremely high grain delay frequencies which are CPU intensive. Monitor latency and resample when timing must be exact. Mini practice exercise: try this short exercise. 1. Load the rack with a short vocal shout in an 8-bar DNB loop. 2. Map the macros as described. Set burst width low and rhythm to a subtle gated setting. 3. In bar 3, automate burst width to maximum for a 1-bar smear. 4. In bar 5, sweep tonal morph from bright to dark while raising intensity. 5. In bar 6, resample the burst and drop the resampled one shot back in bar 7. Layer it with the original and compare textures. Recap: you now have a practical workflow for designing DJSS-style granular bursts in Ableton Live 12. The keys are: centralize multi-parameter changes into a few expressive macros, constrain mapping ranges so outcomes stay musical, combine grain delay with rhythm devices and tonal shaping, and resample often to save CPU and create reusable one-shots. Treat the rack as a performance instrument. Label your macros, save presets, and you'll speed up burst design for drum and bass arrangements and live sets. That's it. Build the rack, map the macros carefully, and experiment. Have fun shaping bursts, and remember to save the presets and dry/wet resamples so you can reuse your favorite sounds.